I love the service of lessons and carols. It's a marvelous tradition that we inherited originally from our Anglican brothers and sisters, one that I enjoy every year. It is a bit what we do at the 9 o'clock service on this day, as we had our Christmas pageant and we watched the little lambs crawl up the aisle, and I got to hold the baby Jesus again, which is always the favorite part of this season for me. Lessons and Carols is a chance for all of us to hear the familiar stories and sing our favorite songs. It's a chance for us to, yes, learn new songs too, remembering that the Christmas story is not just tradition, but it's also a living word for us, a word that continues to speak across space, around the world, across time, to new generations. It's an opportunity for us to enjoy that tradition, though, in our world that is so strange and changing, in a time that is frightening for many. It is a comfort to go back and to hear the stories that speak year after year after year, and sing the songs that many of us learned when we were wee children. It is a comfort, and that is no small thing. But the service of lessons and carols is more than that. The lessons themselves, grouped together, speak to us of a strong and continuous word from God, a word that began in the time of the prophets, a time when everything was up for grabs. First, when Assyria took over the northern kingdom of Israel, and later when the Babylonian Empire ruled over the southern kingdom of Judah and took everyone into exile. And still later yet, even at the time of Jesus, when King Herod ruled and the emperor was one who worshipped foreign gods, and there was cruelty around and uncertainty for the people. And the faithful Jews in Jerusalem and the faithful Jews outside across the kingdom wondered what it meant to be a person of faith in a world like that. The lessons that we share today are lessons for us still. Lessons that remind us of God's desire for peace on earth, goodwill to all. Lessons that remind us that the light comes into the darkness and the darkness does not overcome it. Lessons that remind us that the Word is becoming flesh still. And the carols? The carols are another way to remind us that it is not what happens at the pulpit week after week after week that matters. It's what happens when the words of faith come into your mouth, when the words of faith are sung by you into this world, when the Word becomes flesh in you, when you become Christ's salt and light. Let these carols, then, be practice for you, to have your faith, your voice, sing out in the deafening silence and the deafening noise of this world right now. Proclaim the faith that Christ has given you. Proclaim and believe, and be the voice of truth this day. Amen.